Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
Today, we want to look again at the promises contained in Romans 8 for our lives and all the moments, all the ups, all the downs of our lives. I want to read out of Romans 8, beginning at verse 31. And remember, this is the Apostle Paul, who's writing inspired by God. And he says this, "What shall we say about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can ever be against us? Since he did not spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, won't he also give us everything else? Who then will condemn us? No one. For Christ Jesus died for us and was raised to life for us, and he is sitting in the place of honor at God's right hand, pleading for us. Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity or are persecuted or hungry or destitute or in danger or threatened with death?" And as we read last week, the answer to that is no. Despite all these things, Paul says, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below, indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. As you know, we lost a good one recently to pancreatic cancer. On August 16th, just a month ago, the Queen of Soul, with one of the greatest voices ever, spanning 5 decades, Hall of Fame icon, inspiration, and strength for others, Aretha Franklin, stepped into heaven to watch the rest of the parade from her new and eternal seat with God. She will be missed. It reminded me that we lost yet another good one 6 years ago, one I remember dearly, whose voice is incredible. Despite the reality that God clearly gifted Whitney Houston with a voice as none other, she left us way too soon. Despite a voice that lifted and inspired most of us who were blessed to hear it, to dream, to reach, and to hope in and for our lives, she couldn't seem to get beyond trying to live up to what she thought the world expected of her, to instead just being able to see and accept herself as God saw her and see how wonderfully created she truly was. If only she knew, if only she could have seen herself as God saw her, like we do, right? And so at some point in her earthbound journey, which ended on February 11th, 2012, she too stepped into heaven. But you had to wonder if Whitney Houston lost sight of or ever fully realized those promises of God which Paul lays out in Romans of how much God loved her. Reaching for and maintaining worldly status and celebrity is a pathway filled with peril. And she was on it and seemed to always have others around her who encouraged her to stay on that destructive, unfulfilling path, a path paved with the constant pressure to achieve, to succeed, to be someone else, to be recognized, to win, to achieve status, and to be special and a celebrity in the world's eyes. We can find that kind of pressure almost anywhere we look, in politics, in the field of entertainment, the world of sports, the grind of business, and even within the everyday decisions, expectations, and journeys within our own families. Living up to the expectations of others in the sports, business, political, and entertainment worlds is all about victories, all about championships, status, power, money, celebrity, and stardom, and more, and more. In the midst of the expectations of the world's pull, where it's all about achievement, we're often left with emptiness when we get to the top and realize that what we're looking for, climbing up and up, when we get there, we see that it's not there. Sadly, Whitney Houston's life among us is over. One of the greatest female voices and talents gone way too soon. Many of us, and I'm one of them, still feel that she sang the greatest and the finest rendition of the national anthem ever when she performed before Super Bowl 25 in 1991 in Tampa, Florida, with everyone in attendance in the stands and on the sidelines, all standing tall, and even some of us standing in our living rooms at home. Song after incredible song that she sang throughout her career has left us a legacy, including the one with the high energy one entitled "I Want to Dance with Somebody," which I ended aerobics classes with years ago. She was an incredible and inspirational talent. Yet her life among us is over. And I suspect that she felt some of those demons of pressures and expectations and heard those whispers of, "What are you going to do next?" I suspect when she felt like she couldn't keep up and was falling short of the world's expectations that she tried to find relief from the pressures of her life, looking for more moments of relief in the margins of her life where she didn't have to live up to the expectations of others. And instead of finding it in the arms of the God who loved her, she found relief for herself, temporary at very best, in the dark alleys of drugs, alcohol, and destructive relationships. She lived a life that contributed immensely to the world through the gifts God gave her in music, her dynamic once-in-a-generation voice, and acting talents. Yet, she sought after status and celebrity, seeking their affirmation from someone who would say she was worthy, someone who would say that they loved her. One of her most famous songs is entitled, "I Will Always Love You." It's ironic, though, because as you listen to some of the words, you can't help but wonder if she ever heard those words herself. Words as if spoken by God, the God who created her, the God who created you and me. Words like these: "I hope life treats you kind, and I hope you have all you've dreamed of, and I will always love you. And I wish you joy and happiness, but above all, I wish you love. And I will always love you, will always love you, and I will always love you." With the belief that God feels that way, not only about her, but also about us, about you, about me, what should we see each morning and night when we look in the mirror? Should we see that special person God sees? A person loved by God, a celebrity to God? Isn't that enough? Isn't it truly enough to be a celebrity to the God who created it all and created each one of us? To have the God of the universe cheering you on, filling us up, loving us, never separated from us by anything, and never, ever leaving us. With that belief that Paul lays out in Romans to undergird us, what else would we need? Worldly fame, fortune, adoration, championships, drugs, celebrity, alcohol, victories, and material things? I would hope not. But sadly, being a celebrity to God was not always enough for Whitney. And sadly, it's not always enough for many of us. I wish I could say that in every moment of my life, it was always enough for me. But being completely honest with you, I've had those moments when I felt like Whitney Houston must have felt. Quiet moments of despair when I felt all alone and didn't know the next steps to take in my life. Times where I felt empty, like I didn't measure up, felt less than special, and seemed to always come up short. Days ending unsatisfied, with dreams still unfulfilled, and joy hard to find, wondering whether anyone cared, and if God saw me and knew what I was going through at all. I've been there, and I'll bet you've been there too. Look, sometimes life is not easy. Well, maybe more than sometimes. But the God who was there for the Apostle Paul, we know in our better moments, is there for us too. And he calls us to step out each day with our best, remembering when we do that the God who is never separated from us is there leading us through the most difficult of moments we all go through. And there will be days where we will feel less, feel inadequate and unable to move forward, where we feel unloved and unappreciated by the world and by others around us. But my friends, listen to me. God is always there. And in him and by him, we are loved and overwhelmingly victorious and have all the status and celebrity we will ever need in the eyes of the one who created us and cheers us on. And nothing can ever separate us from that love. It was a loss of a special talent, leaving a legacy of memories and great music, but also leaving a lesson and reminder that we need to embrace that no matter what or no matter how we feel, God is always there, always loves us and cheers us on. In the midst of all the stuff the world says is important, God is always there reminding you and me that we are important. And in everything he does, in every moment he is with us, he says to us in so many ways, I will always love you. Just as he loved Whitney, just as he loves me, just as he loves you too. Let me pray for us. Father, I thank you for my friends. Thank you for their lives. Thank you for this time that we can pause together and remember a great life, a great talent, a couple of great talents actually. But more than that, a great creation of yours, reminding us how much you love them, how much you love us. Help us in the moments where we feel less to remember that to you, we are special. We are more than anything we could possibly hope for because you created us. Help us to remember how special we are to you in your eyes every day, that we are celebrity to you, that you are our biggest cheerleader, that the applause we hear is yours ringing in our ears. Thank you for that. And help us to move forward then with that encouragement to becoming all that you created to be, us to be, to doing all that you want us to do, to impact the world with and for you and through you around us. And lift the lives around us that you bring into ours. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for your son. And it's in his precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us. And be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.